from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's trying to learn, like the best, like I had a joke, but I don't think it's funny or applicable. I said he's trying to learn his Eno from his Ono. But you say that's pretty obvious. Who would have to learn the difference between an Eno and an Ono? And I say, oh no, I got me, like I could have done a joke with that. You say Eno, I say Ono. Let's all slowly stop, barely pay attention to me so you can fall asleep. If you're confused, you're in the right place because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And these sponsors are what enable us to be here for you for free twice a week. So please check them out tomorrow when your hand hits the fridge, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the most important part of the podcast. So I get so excited. And yes, it's faster. It's more paced than the rest of the show because it's how we're able to bring you the show for free twice a week are the listeners who support the sponsors and then go one step beyond that, letting the sponsors know they supported them because they support Sleep With Me. It's huge. That's really how the show is free on every podcast app. And oh boy, I got some people to thank. I want to thank Max and Jane, who both separately supported Brooklyn and let Brooklyn and know about it, tagged Brooklyn and on social media, sent Brooklyn an email so that they know their sponsorships are important. So thank you, Max. Thank you, Jane. If you support a sponsor like Max and Jane, tag them, tag me, let them know about it, give them a call, send them an email, send them a letter, and let me know about it at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Thanks, Max. Thanks, Jane. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra support, there's links to resources in the show notes you could connect with right now. It's about supporting our communities with our actions, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, saying Support Ukraine. So there are links to places you can connect with to learn more and to take action right in our show notes. It's also about taking action to support the communities we're a part of beyond that. And one of the organizations I support is the Midnight Mission, offering a path to self-sufficiency for people experiencing homelessness. We're trying to supply them with hygiene kits. You can be a part of our community. Join me. We're doing live streams. We're doing a lot of fun stuff together. You could get a free download of a live show. You could get free streams of our live shows, and you could take a part of, you could feel good about being a part of the community, hanging out with other listeners and supporting other people. And you could do that for free. It's sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. The link is in the show notes. Go ahead and use it. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter. You'll get free live streams. You can download a live show. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Join me. We're going to have a good time, and we're going to help other people. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Thanks, everybody, and let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about. Thoughts, those are my thoughts. They're on my mind. They're in my mind. They're all around. The feelings that, you know, thoughts about the past, present, future. Feelings, anything coming up for you emotionally. It could be related to the thoughts or feelings that are just there or something else. Physical sensations. Could be any changes, time, temperature, routine, expectations, anticipation, travel. Mysteries. That's so many mysteries. So many mysteries are getting in the way of my sleep. Baffles. It's been a while since we've talked. I mean, I've talked about the baffling nature of sleep. It probably hasn't been that long since I've talked about baffles. Have I talked about my baffles in this way? If you meet someone in any other circumstance except this podcast, I think if someone came up to you and said, "What did I say? Have we talked about my baffles in this way? Have I talked to you about my baffle issue? Are you baffled, sir?" No. I have this baffle-based issue. It's not a baffle. Well, it is. It's a baffle-based. I need some help with some. It's not baffling, actually. It's not baffling at all. It's frustrating. I'm frustrated by my baffles. And I say, okay, I'm afraid our time is up. That's what they know. It says, okay, I'm afraid we're getting close to time. Are you doing pod? Then you'd say, this is the guy I work with. He says, are you doing podcast material or is this are you serious? Oh boy. And you get a little sight right into my insides there, everybody. But whatever is keeping you awake, I'm here to take your mind off of it and keep you company so that you can fall asleep. And what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where I smooth, if there's any baffles, so normally with the safe place, I smooth it, I pat it, I rub it down. And then with the baffles, I would poof it back up. So maybe we'll talk about that more. What's a baffle? Good question. My impression of a baffle is it's some sort of shape stitched into some sort of any sort of bedding filled with a material that's a non-solid form. So there can be material with air in between it, probably trap warm air, and also to offer some loft. Oh yeah, baffles and loft. That's the other word I was looking for. I need loft in my baffles. Did Emmett, the company that represents Emmett Otter, stop listening to the podcast? Because if they did, There's another song for Emmett Otter 3. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Bedtime. I need loft in my baffles. That has a nice amount of syllables. My baffles have lost their loft. They could be part of the song. I'm trying to think of other ones because I need loft in my baffles. I guess that could be more of a pick you up thing, you know, but they could be when, maybe during a road trip montage, they're going on a road trip to find lofts for their baffles. That would be a metaphorical journey, obviously, because they would never, it's a, mom said, baffles are, you know where you find your baffles and your loft, always at home. That's where, something like that. So that solved that one. Oh, so I'm going to try to create a safe place, and then I'm going to send my voice across the deep, 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 dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. So it means my voice is imperfect, but it's here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff. Not traditionally soothing. Pointless meanders and superfluous tangents, you just got a few of those. Because a pointless meander was about the baffles. Then the superfluous tangent was about Emmett Otter, a new Emmett Otter special. And then I don't know if it was a superfluous tangent or whatever the other one is, pointless meander, when I said, well, okay. And then I started to speculate on what song and what order of the lyrics would be best for Emmett. And then it's like, well, what would the plot of Emmett Otter special about baffles and loft be? My I don't like this. My baffles done lost their loft. That actually does work. Like normally I'd say, I don't know about that, but lost their loft does work. My baffles have lost their loft. That sounds more like a nursery rhyme. Anyway, just a couple ideas. That's pointless meanders. So if you're new, this show could be very strange. Well, could be. No, this show is very strange. Especially when you first listen. It can also be frustrating, annoying, irritating, not everyone's cup of tea when you first listen. And it could stay that way, but for most people that become regular listeners, I guess obviously that changes. And this is something that has been recommended probably a million times, is give it a few tries before you give up on the show. Just see how it goes. But if you're coming here skeptical or doubtful, that totally makes sense because this show is like one of many sleep audios and there's so many different sleep products and sleep solutions. Our show is more process-based, but like if you've tried a lot of stuff like I have and a lot of quaint advice you get from relatives and stuff, you say, okay, that stuff only never really works totally for me, or it takes too much work, or I can't consistently do it, or it doesn't consistently work for me. And so if you came here, of course you're going to be frustrated. One, I don't know if this is going to work, and somebody recommended it. It's the show does not sound like you probably expected. Creaky dulcet tones and a bit strange, and I say, you're right, and so let me give you some more information if you want to give it a try and see how it goes. Because the reason I make the show is because you're important and your sleep is important. I don't just believe that. I know it is true. You deserve a safe place where you can get some rest and some sleep. I know how it feels in a lot of other people listening right now. We might not be able to identify with exactly what you're going through, but a lot of us can identify with how it feels in the deep, dark night or in the morning, not getting enough rest, or anticipating bedtime and it being a rigmarole. We can identify with those things because we know how it feels. And so if I can help with you, not only is it important because you deserve some respite, but it's important because if you get the rest you need, your life will be more manageable. And believe me, I know what it's like to have an unmanageable life from sleeplessness and other things. And it's not pleasant, right? And you deserve more than that. If this could be one of those stepping stones for you to get the rest you need, for things to be more manageable, for you to flourish, that means your world's a better place to be in. And we're all in this community together, planet or whatever, spaceship Earth, planet Earth, whatever they call it. So that's why the show is important to me. So I hope you give it a few tries. Let me give you some of the strange stuff about the show. This is a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely listen. And so you kind of say, okay, like some people listen as background noise. Some people listen as they're falling asleep. So like if you're paying attention and waiting for it to get sleepy, it's better off you kind of pay attention to me. I mean, I'm not worthy of your full attention. I mean, I'm just saying that because it's like, it might not be obvious at this point. You say, oh, okay. You're like, okay, yeah, you're making up Emmett Otter songs, huh? I don't even know who Emmett Otter is, but obviously a singing otter with the name Emmett or Emma. Okay, yeah. So just kind of nod along with me. It's just like if you called someone and you asked, you say, hey, can you talk to me for a while? I'm not going to pay attention. I'm going to fall asleep. Or put the TV on in the other room so I can hear it. So I have something to keep me company in the deep, dark night. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff, to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, your boarber, your neighbor, your boyfriend, to keep you company while you fall asleep. So you don't need to listen to me, but you can. I'll be here for the whole episode to keep you company. So it's kind of like this weird optional thing. That's one of the things that makes the show work. And it also doesn't put you to sleep. I keep you company while you drift off. So those are two hurdles for new listeners, understandably. Then the structure of the show can also throw people off, but I'll explain it to you because it's very intentional. Show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Then I say something ideally witty and hilarious, but that's what I strive for. You say, well, it wasn't bad. I don't remember what you said, but it kind of barely smiled. I say, great, job done. So the intro is meant ideally that you feel welcomed in, seen, and you say, okay, the tone of the show is a little bit different. Then the goal of the podcast is to come out twice a week for free. And we do that through our sponsors, our listener support. Then we also have support for the people who listen to the show if you're having a tough time, and support for the communities around the show that we want to stay involved in. Because I found that just feeling a little bit more empowered and being of service to others is something that does positively impact sleep. It just, your overall well-being is good. Like being a part of community and being a part of service to others. So that's that part. Then there's an intro, which is separate from the support and all that. And sometimes people just lump it all together, but somewhere around 6-8 minutes into the show till about 20 minutes in the show is the intro. And the intro is a show within a show where I try to explain what the podcast is, and it takes me 12 to 18 to 20 minutes to do so. And I don't do so necessarily successfully, but it's also a transition time. So a lot of listeners are getting ready for bed. They're getting in bed, getting comfortable. They're doing a wind down routine. And that's what the intro is for. It's like a drifting off time. It's like setting the stage for sleep. Now, there is a small percentage of listeners that are sleeping. There's a small percentage of listeners that skip the intro. But there's actually more people that listen to all intros than skip the intro or fall asleep during the intros, but then they fall asleep during the all intros. That's on Patreon. But so it's just meant to be part of your bedtime, your wind down routine. Even if you're in bed drifting off, it's like a slow lowering and drifting away and getting away from the day and getting comfortable, easing you into bedtime. Then there's sponsor support again, so show can come out twice a week for free. And then there'll be our bedtime story. Tonight we'll be doing some unboxing and magic tricks, but not revealing how they're done. And that's a part of our partnership and raising awareness for the Midnight Mission. And you could find out more. You could sign up for our newsletter. You could be a part of positive change, like, and be empowered at sleepwithmepodcast.com/badmagic. If you want to see me do some magic tricks for free, you just sign up for that newsletter for free. And so that's, then there's a bedtime story, then there's thank you. So that's the structure of the show. If you don't like the show, I have a list of other sleep podcasts and sleep audio at sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. So you could try to find something there that helps. And I think that's it. That's why I make the show. That's the structure of the show. I'm really glad. Oh, I was going to talk about baffles quick. Okay, so we established a baffle is something that ideally holds some sort of fabric or batting, or loose fiber fill type material in with loft, which means separated by air, in some sort of pocket within a piece of bedding. A quilt or a comforter would be the most popular versions of that. My issue has been, and it's just due to my own tossing and turning and whatever else is going on in my bed, that I've been having to re-loft my bedding, re-loft my baffles every single night. I think I even made an episode about this, but I have to shake out my main comforter and really re-loft it because, I don't know. So I guess I'm not that baffled. Pretty simple. I guess it's just, I find it, I say I wish, I mean, I guess you could, there was once upon a time a pair of sneakers called the pump or something where you pumped them up. I don't think that would be efficient for, but a self-baffling, self-lofting baffle. Wait a second. That does sound like something we could sell at least. He's invented the first self-lofting baffle. You say it doesn't self-loft. What about a perpetually lofting baffle? Is that's not possible, huh? That would break time and space once again. Auto baffle. How about baffle auto baffler? That's this podcast. That would be my name. Say with different superheroes. The auto baffler. You see, that's my hobby. See, what's Scooter doing? Probably out auto baffling himself. But that's not about bedding. That's I'm confused. I'm automatically confused. Different kind of baffle. But yeah, the Auto Baffler 1000, Gene. You could take it home today if you get this price is correct. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switch to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. Everybody, Scoots here, and I'm back with another Unboxing Magic episode. I wish I would have thought of that the first episode. I just thought of it now. And what does Unboxing Magic mean? These next ones I'll do over the next whatever year. These will be slowly leaked out. Oh boy, is it exciting. I found through what people would call a secondhand store. I don't think I found it. Here's the thing. If I found a Raspberry Beret, please remind me, don't put it in your mouth. Whether I find it at a say, I guess he didn't know. He was Prince. I'm talking about Prince right now. Talk about magic. In the song Raspberry Beret, Prince, I guess, was speculating because Prince said the kind you find at it. She wore a Raspberry Beret. I think there was a video for it. I think it was a dreamy video, or these are my impressions. Oh, but what? I thought this was Unboxing Magic. Well, if it's a Prince box set and you're unboxing it, you're unboxing magic, man. That song was about I don't know what it was about, but the like the part that got caught in my head that now I'm going off topic about, Prince was saying she wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find at a secondhand store, and then reminding us once again that the song's not about the secondhand store, Scoots. It's about her. She wore a raspberry beret. And I would say, I'm pretty sure the majority of reasonable people would say it's a raspberry colored beret, Scoots. And I'd say, okay, so it's not a beret. It's not a beret made of raspberries. That makes sense. Probably can't get that at a secondhand store anyway. And I got mixed up again. I guess you could say it was made from dried raspberries. Even then. But I was thinking it could be a raspberry, you're right. We should just move on. This was the 80s when a lot of things were scented. They must have invented something in the 80s where you could make stuff smell like stuff. Maybe didn't. Well, because a scratch and sniff stickers. That was a whole thing. They have it now. They have lip balms, the most... one of those things that smells like good stuff. But I don't think it was, because you wouldn't want to wear a scratch and sniff beret. Though it wouldn't be bad if, here's an idea. Let's invent a beret makers and scent makers of the world. I mean, talk about magic is a raspberry beret. When you're working up, that has some sort of warming, when you get warm, it smells like raspberries. And it's also could be colored raspberry, and you say, well, she wore a chocolate beret, something that's easy for a stutterer to say, and you could smell the chocolate as she walked away. That would be my song, that would be a downbeat song. Okay, so we're talking magic though here, and I've gone. I had a quest. I quit the quest because sometimes I take on these quests and I don't know when to say when. This is one of the main stories of my life, how I got sober. Actually, it was bigger than that, but even I have to remind myself that I don't know when to stay when. Don't know when to say when or stay when. Stay when, that could be a character's name. But John Stawen. Any relation to John Stamos? No, because it just has Stay in the last name. Stacy Stawen, at large, counselor at large. Vote for Stacy Stawen, counselor at large. Not sure what that means, but I've always wanted to say it on a podcast. So I haven't quit the quest. I've temporarily placed it on hold due to having too much stuff and not setting a budget. I don't think I exceeded my budget because I definitely got, this was one of those times I got way, way, way more than I paid for. Well, probably too many ways. Definitely way more than I paid for it. The value and the cost were perfectly aligned. So... the quest was, once I thought, this is the connection I made, that magic kits of my youth I would find at garage sales. And I said to myself, I wonder if any secondhand stores have magic stuff. And I mean, that's a whole nother level of magic of used things. But it turns out they do. And it turns out I was able to acquire, in the first episode, we did a magic kit or a magic set. But I was also able to acquire a couple lots, LOTSs of magic stuff, where a certain organization, I guess they were either someone who was a magician, a person who collected magic tricks, or some visionary somewhere were reaping the benefits of a visionary. And I don't say that lightly. I do say it in the meaning of a person who has vision, they were a visionary. Now, we don't know whom. This could be a good episode for some podcasts I don't even know. It used to be the Mystery Show. They could uncover it, but is so, okay, so from a certain used donation where you donate used goods, they had a LOT, like a collection, an undisclosed number of magic tricks you could buy in a bag. And I purchased two of them. They had two. I purchased both. And so I'm saying there's a visionary, because either someone who had a home full of magic tricks, very well-maintained magic tricks, by the way, and most of them seemingly purchased at independent magic shops or on the internet from independent magicians. So no big, not a lot of big magic here. We got a lot of indie magic, man. And believe me, I'm saying none of this was snark or irony. Or snark. But someone had a vision, whether it's the person who donated it or someone worked at this, or it was a magic store that donated it, that went to the big retail farm in the sky, or it was someone that worked at this organization who said, hey, why don't we organize all these things together and then sell, because it's going to be tough to move this one trick. So when I'm saying complimentary to the visionary, I don't know whose vision I'm complimenting, but I'm saying we're the beneficiaries of that visionary. And I think that's clear now that I've stated it. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to reach into a box, fill, and you won't hear any of this because it'll be edited out of the show. That's a little magic of editing. I'm going to pull out a magic trick. I'm going to look at it. We're going to talk about it. Maybe I'll go on tangents. Who knows where it leads us? This is the kind of stuff. This is when I really love making the podcast. I don't know if you hear it in my voice. Like we get to go down a meandering. I went down one meandering road. Now we get to go down the road together. And I perused them because I took them out of the bag and I put them in a smaller box so they'd be organized, but I didn't really look at them or anything like that. This is going to be exciting stuff. Also, don't ask me to perform magic because I won't be good at it. Trying to convince my daughter to do it and get into it. And what was my other thing? I don't know. So let's do it, and then we'll just see how it goes. Maybe I'll talk about some other magical experiences I've had. Okay, the first one is a wallet. So this one, oh boy. Now, it doesn't have any instructions, doesn't have any wrapping. It is what you may classify as a trifold wallet. I think this is maybe more of a, what do they call it? It's not a gimmick, a gag versus a magic trick, but maybe not. So this one looks like it probably shouldn't be in my hands. It has, so it's some sort of pleather. And inside it looks like if you were going to do some sort of trick where, like this kind of thing, you definitely need the instructions for, or you got to do it outside. But you may have seen it before where a magician opens a wallet and, like it's like a gas stove or like a lighter. And actually, when I open the wall, it looks like there's some sort of, I don't understand it. So I'm going to put it away. Okay, now this one is in a bag. And there's multiple pieces of paper. And these are money tricks, but with what seemingly looks like real currency. And this is definitely the kind of thing you either bought or a friend gave someone. They're all printed on zero, like paper that was printed out from a printer or a Xerox copy machine. So this is as indie as magic gets. This one is the floating dollar bill, the first trick. You make a table from a playing card and then place a dollar bill on it, and then you make the dollar bill float, magic. Then you place everything back in your pocket, and you take a bow. And inside, again, I don't reveal tricks, but it looks like there's the take card to make the table, and you provide your own bill. So it's a card like cut playing card that you would make into a table that you would hold in your hand, in the palm of your hand, just like the hymn says, or the church song says, I'm going to hold a playing card in the palm of my hand and make something float. Okay, next trick is a torn and restored bill. Now, no offense to the magic we had before, the other magic set, and maybe I'll do these out of order. Maybe this is the first one. This looks like it's reusing now. That's why another reason I won't say the name of the company, because it looks like they're really using real currency. And that's going to be, make it more magical, you know, especially with kids, if it's a fake dollar. So let's see the effect so we don't have to do it. A dollar bill is taken from the magician's wallet, shown to the audience, torn in half, and then into four quarters, and then displayed as a fan, folded into a packet, and then opened and completely restored. And holy cow, there's no trick in there. It must be just instructions on how to do it, maybe. But here's like a thank you card from this company. They're selling them on different internet places. For this one, you did not receive a real dollar bill, but this is, we're sorry, but this is an error. We couldn't afford to keep real dollar bills for this trick. So you will have to prepare a bill for the card or for the trick. Like, understandable, because like they don't want to lose all their profit giving away dollar bills to be torn up. Okay, this next one is a pencil through the bill. This one, the magician shows him a bill, folds a piece of paper around the bill. A pencil is pushed through the paper and the bill, all the way through removed. The paper and the bill are opened. There's a hole in the paper, but no mark on the bill itself. And it comes like, it doesn't come. There's another note that says, thanks a lot, we didn't include a bill, but we'll tell you how to do it. Again, understandable. This one is the self-folding bill, one of the best tricks in magic. Normal bill is placed in the hand. Magician's command, the bill slowly and mysteriously begins to fold itself. Holy cow. It is seen to fold first in half, then into fourths, then into eighths. This sounds amazing. It does sound one of the best effects. And then it's handed out for inspection. And there is a bill in there. And it does say, again, in the preparation, this is one of the best effects possible. So that should be cool. The next one is bill transposition. Incredible bill routine. This has a long effect. Two bills shown, one $5, one $1. Magician closes their hand around both bills, with left hand removes $1 bill. So close your eyes, picture that. He does this very slowly, showing it fairly to the audience, closes his hand around it. Magician questions the audience as to which bill was in which hand. The spectators claim they saw the dollar bill in the left hand, and the dollar bill should still be in the right hand. But the magician opens their hands, showing the $5 bill in the left and the $1 in the right. The bills have switched places, but the same effect is shown again. This time, the bills begin in the spectator's hand. The magician removes the dollar bill from the spectator's closed hand, places it within his own, pretends to pluck the $5 bill. When both hands are open, the spectator now has the dollar bill. The magician has the $5 bill. All this happens in the spectator's hand. Triple exclamation point. And the spectator can even inspect the $1 bill. And I don't know how trick is done, but it looks like there's a bill in the kit. Okay, then this one, I think it's missing a page. Oh, yeah, here we go. This must have been the only trick that somebody was looking at how to do it. Bill through bill. Two bills are shown. One is folded within the other. Slowly and mysteriously, the one bill begins to pass through the other sides of the bill and are shown to the spectators. and it comes with a bill. So that's interesting. So there's some money magic. Oh, speaking of money magic, here's another. This is a bag, and it. I don't know if there's any instructions in here. So, well, let's lean into it, right? It says floating quarter, wavy from Coin Magic, and I don't see any instructions. So this is the kind of thing I'm going to have to look up in the internet. But then, in a little bag is a. Well, let me open up the bag. So in the bag is more coins. So I don't know if you can do more magic or not. It has two pennies and like three quarters in different arrays of some of the quarters are whole and some are not whole. And I would assume the whole quarter is the floating quarter. It's from 1979. Oh, yeah, you want to know? You ought to know by now, am I right? It has something on there, though. Huh. I don't know if this is one of those ones where the magician can break the coin. Who knows? I was trying to figure out what mint it's from. I don't see it, so it may not be actual, real. Interesting. This is some sort of magical gimmick quarter, but I don't know how to operate it. So... Oh, boy, I see something. I wish I was a magician. Huh. So this is definitely some sort of magic quarter. So that one, we don't have any, we don't know the tricks, but it seems like you could make a quarter float in water, maybe put quarters together, take them apart. I don't know. Okay, this is another unlabeled bag with a red handkerchief inside. And I know this is the kind of thing that's like, oh, man, if these handkerchiefs could talk, would I want to know what they have to say? But I don't know. This is just a, it's 100% silk red handkerchief. So this is the kind of thing only a magician would know what to do. I mean, I do know, well, I can't do it. I don't know. So, I mean, it's a magician's handkerchief that a magician could use to perform magic. It's red, it's silky, and, I mean, I do know I couldn't successfully do it, which shows that I'm, you know, I'm not, I don't have that kind of, but I do know, like, some magicians, you know, can make handkerchiefs really small and then make them appear and stuff like that, so that's cool. So we'll talk right now, so we'll just use a little tangent interlude here. There was one of my favorite magic shows, that I saw was when I was volunteering at the Anthony Quinn Public Library in East Los Angeles. So shout out to Anthony Quinn Public Libraries in East LA. And some people wrote summer reading programs everywhere. So I was volunteering, helping out at the summer reading program there after summer school. Back when I was a teacher, well, in the summer, you weren't a PE teacher, so I was just a teacher's aide. And so I volunteered at this thing, and sometimes they had programming, right? I got to do bingo, and you say, Scooch, what's your bingo like? I say, well, Saul Goodman did it the same way I do it. So if you've seen Better Call Saul, you've seen how I do my bingo. Exact same style. But so the one time the librarian said, okay, today we have this magic show and we have two magicians coming. And so this is LA. And if you live in LA, like the quality of programming you get in enthusiasm, particularly, is always going to be like, I think you just have much more variety to choose from, and at least the enthusiasm, even if the quality isn't as good. I talked about this before with, like, different assemblies we used to have at the school I worked at and how inspirational it was. But so I think just because so many people are, like interested in performance and, like, have their hopes and their dreams, that you're always in for a good time. And this really turned out to be the case for this magic show because it was two youth, And I'd say youth because I guess, I think I was 21 or 22 years old, and they were younger than me. So these were high school-aged youth, maybe even younger. And one of the, they seemed to be best friends, and one of them was named Hawaiian Cam. And they had, my favorite part of the magic show, the kids loved it. It was what you would call, they're better magicians than me. I mean, we could say that with as a definitive fact. And more importantly for public performance, they had fun, they had enthusiasm, and it seemed like they had joy in their hearts. Were they good magicians, even though they were better magicians than me? I would say probably not. But my favorite thing that they did was they took turns. And so they were on a team. So maybe they were a team, but they were also and all youth appreciate this, some parallel magic. They weren't doing parallel magic play. But so what they would do is when it was one of the other person's turn, so they had their little magician stage set up or stand, and they were using a lot of kit magic, which is fine because we're talking magic stuff right now. But what they would do, this is probably one of the, other than cute animals, this was very cute. It was adorable. I would say it was adorable. One of them, when it wasn't their turn, they would just duck behind the stage. But it was literally one of them was standing behind it too. And it was barely the width of a human waist. But they would duck down in a magical way. Not like they're disappearing, but they would disappear. And, all the kids were laughing, and so it was great. It was one of the top highlights of my life, that when you look back and stuff, you're like, wow, I was lucky to be there for that one. And I also got to do bingo at some point. So that was, those are two, I didn't even realize I had to knock those things off my list, but I did. We got another one. This has a price tag on it. So we can assume that, and it comes in a bag with a hang. So this could have been from a magic shop. And it was $4.50. It's easy to do. And it says it's hilarious comedy magic. The incredible 3.5 of clubs trick. And what I can see is in one side, I'll pull out the instructions. There's one die and a couple cards. And actually a couple cards, and then it's only one sheet. This is really, I don't know who I got to get in touch with. This could be it's just so interesting thinking about how the internet has affected magic probably in a positive way, making it more accessible. But I mean, I love magic shops, so I guess I am a little torn. But so this is, so it's been around a long time. It says it offers opportunity for great comedy magic, and this is printed on authentic bicycle stock. So effect one, the magician states he has previously removed a card from the deck and placed it in his pocket. The spectator selects a card. The magician removes the card from his pocket and wagers it is the same suit and exactly 1/2 the value of the spectator's card. And the spectator's card is a 7 of clubs. Not to worry, the magician reveals a 3.5 of clubs. Interesting. And then effect two. This method is based on an effect called Miko by Milt Court. One of six cards face down on the table is selected by a spectator. The spectator rolls a dice and totals the top and bottom numbers. The magician states that the selected card is exactly 1/2 the total of the die. The die totals 7. The selection is the 3.5 of clubs. And it comes with, so I found the card. It's a 3.5 of clubs card. So it's kind of, I still don't get it because I don't know how it works, but sounds interesting, huh? Okay, this one is heavy. and it's in two bags. And from what I can see, I see some string and I see some cards, but that's all I see right now. Okay, so inside bag one, this is its own lot of magic, I think. We have extra string in one bag. Then more string, which looks like it has been used for magic, and then some playing cards, and they're also bicycle playing cards. And then the instructions folded up. And now we're getting to history, because this looks like it was written on a typewriter and photocopied. So, but there is a picture of cards. So this is Nick's lie detector card trick. And this is definitely stuff that I don't know. I think they explain it because you have to set it up in a certain order. Values run each value. So this is more advanced routine. Explain that the deck of cards will act as a lie detector. Spread the cards down and have someone touch the back of any card, a free choice. That touch card is laid face down. Have the spectator look at the card. As they do, cut the deck to the point the card was removed. Complete the cut. And that sets the deck. Explain that you ask the spectator about some questions about the card, and he can either lie or tell the truth in each case. Whether he lies or tells the truth, you will spell the answer he gives. So then you ask questions and figure out if they're lying or telling the truth somehow. I don't know. So this seems more advanced, and it doesn't have any string in it. So this is really a two for one, and I don't know what these cards are either, because it doesn't have a whole deck of cards here. So let's take these cards out of the wrapper, and interesting. I don't know. These cards aren't even the same. So who knows what's... Four jokers, an ace, and another card. So, I mean, there is a level of intimacy to this. I guess there is an intimacy just because we don't know whose privacy we're like. So this is a bag with bags in it and not all the instructions. And really, I'm so grateful to be able to make this podcast and be doing this stuff. Okay, we got another one here. Oh, boy. So I'm looking at the bag. There's a dime, a penny, and a Bic pen in there. Okay, now I'm turning it over. And it's 5-minute magic. Learn to do magic in 5 minutes. Electronic rating pen. Rate your friends on a scale of 1 to 10. 3 routines. But there's also a penny and a dime that don't seem to be related to the pen. And we'll just look at the routines. This is an electronic rating pen. There's a chip in here that rates people on 1 to 10. Hold out your hand, place a penny and a dime. And then say, okay, that's a rating. And then you use it to rate them. Interesting. Okay, well. So, yeah, I don't know what that one is. Maybe it's like for bar. This one is a cap and a bottle. Empty bottle of beer, regular cap. Then put the cap inside the bottle. Everyone can see it inside. Then take the cap out and give it for examination. After that, put the cap back inside and then give the bottle to a spectator with the cap inside. No one can get it out. Then the magician can take the cap from the bottle again and take the cap back, or take the bottle and take the cap back out. Then put the cap back inside, and if he wish, he can give the bottle with the cap inside as a present. Great gimmick, great gift, or great idea. So I have no idea how that works. This one's really intriguing. And let's see, this has a credit for somebody, two great magicians, Bloom from Sphinx Magazine and Michael W. and his book, Lifesavers, Create Effect, which was my inspiration, the creator of this one. And, yeah, I mean, it sounds like magic to me. I may try to do this one with root beer or something, or what do you call it, ginger ale. Okay, so this one again, oh boy, holy moly. We have somebody's, now this is hard because this is where we're finding this. This is a Conjuration Society thing. It says, thank you for your order. They ordered on the internet. And I guess definitely ordered on the internet like back in the day because the websites and stuff were interesting. But let's take a look. Oh, no, this is, so it's be it known that John Doe is recognized in the society as a member with all rights. Given this 8th day of May, 1790. Pretty cool. Oh, you can get a free membership. Oh, the above certificate is all in fun. Composed in Microsoft Word. Oh, so you can get a free certificate if you want. Okay, and this one, oh boy, it's like three pamphlets, one of which is a bonus. And one is 7 Easy Classics of Magic, How to Read Minds, and 102 Easy Magic Tricks. And the 102 Easy Magic Tricks, a lot of the things is looks like, what do you call it? A lot of it looks like the kind of cartoons you'd see in a comic book or whatever. And it just has a bunch of little tiny, simple magic tricks. How to Read Minds. Read Mine. It's going off topic. Let's see. Oh, it doesn't have any, I don't know if it actually has tricks. Interesting. So you'd have to read through this to figure, to get to your thing. And then this one is Secret 7 Select Magic, Torn and Restored Napkin. This one was printed in 1996. Penetrating Paper Balls, A Dollar Bill from the Air. This is a very good opening trick. Surprises the audience. And being a trick with money interests everyone. And cool. Floating Paper Ball. This is trying to figure out. I can't really read it because it doesn't want to spoil. I'm not spoiling any tricks here. Swirling Handkerchief. Shirt pulling stunt. This is one of those grand perennial magic, comic magic stunts that baffles the audience. Las Vegas, Atlantic City. This has been done on TV. And the Lazy Magician's Card Trick. So those are some of the ones that came in this group of kit tricks. Then this one is called Glass Box Penetration. And let's see, the effect. A toothpick seemingly penetrates a matchbox, which is later shown to contain a solid block of glass. And this person says, Jesus, I was invited to go to this one magic thing. I developed the matchbox presentation effect a la glass because I needed a magician fooler. Knowing I was performing in front of an audience, I was expecting the brass block. I knew the heat would be on. So I think this is just I don't think this is any, I don't know. So this is just a yellow piece of paper. There is like a red thing, but it's that I found loose in the box. But I don't think they're related. color changing rope, easy to do. A rope changes instantly in color from white to red. And that's it. Color changing rope. Flashy magic. This is another one printed $10 from one company, Hunter's Monty. The street swindle becomes a visually stunning routine. Only a couple smooth moves, which are easily taught, are required to perform this. And it comes with bonus tips, too. It comes from the routine of Rudy, who used this routine in front of thousands of lay people. Cocktail parties, table hopping. Paying public loves this routine. It's hoped you'll get as much out of it. I want to see the... So it doesn't have anything without me revealing it, so, but it sounds cool. Out of all the tricks, it's like, oh, that one I might try. Now, this one has a thing of playing cards, a picture frame, and then the instructions in this bag. So this could be anything. Okay, this is a mind-reading picture frame. The effect, the magician displays an ordinary empty picture frame and explains that they can read minds. They cover it with cloth, and the spectator chooses a card from the deck. The cards return to the deck. The deck is put away. The magician tries to guess the value of the chosen card, but fails. He then whisks away the cloth covering the frame, and the card is seen in the frame behind the glass. The magician looks into the frame and then guesses the card. So, interesting. Okay, here's another one. This one's called Floating Match. And in the bag is the instructions and some playing cards, it looks like. So let's see if they're one trick or two. Okay, so the playing cards are in some cellophane. And floating match, the effect. This fantastic effect in which a magician holds a playing card and places a matchstick on top of it. He gives some magical passes and slowly and eerily the matchstick floats above the card. Another card is passed under the floating stick to prove it has no connection with the card. The stick is commanded to descend and it does slowly come down and rest and then it's returned to the astonished spectator. Wow, so that's cool. You may be asking yourself, Scoots, how are these done? I say, I don't know. I don't really, if I knew, I would already forgot. It's a miracle making a sleep podcast. Okay, I don't know if this one has instructions. This one has a piece of paper, two keys, and some string on there, and the paper has something written on there, but this may be, like, maybe someone's performing magic on me even as we speak. Yeah. This is like a key to a Regal Cinema, it says, I'm not kidding. It says Regal Cinema, and there's two keys in here with string. Is it magic? Getting into a Regal Cinema would be magic. Okay, I found another one here. It's a plastic bag with some sort of billfold and instructions. And this one's called The Wave. Congrats on your purchase. Of the wave. What is a wave? Four blank face cards are shown by the magician. The spectator selects in their mind a jack, for example, the jack of hearts. The magician spreads the four blank cards, and then one of them magically becomes a jack. Then the other cards are turned over, and they have changed too. So, some sort of magic trick. With a bunch of cards. Yeah, interesting. Okay, this one was $3, and it just has instructions in a baggie. Oh, no, it doesn't. It has a piece of cellophane in there, which may be part of it. And this is an old one because it's typewritten. See-through glass board. See-through glass board. Three cards. Let the audience choose one of the cards. Magician takes out one transparent. This might be mixed in the box somewhere, but I don't want to accidentally spoil the trick. But yeah, somehow they somehow magic happens with see-through cards. Oh, this one has a magic bag. This is a black silk bag. In it is an unopened box of cards. A magical, like a gimmick finger. You say, well, this is a magician's finger. I don't know if it'll make me more magic. Two coins that say a magic on them, but they're not real coins. I mean, there's some sort of magic coins. Some rope. So I think this is one of the tricks I could actually do. I mean, this, I don't necessarily, this is like one of those ones where like you're probably showing like there's three different lengths of rope. You know, the magicians do that. And then somehow they make them all the same or whatever. I don't know how they do it, but this has three different lengths of rope, medium, short, and long. And then the cards, I have no idea if they're real cards or magic cards because they're still in the wrapper. Okay, we're getting down to it. There's magic card tricks from bicycle playing cards, a list of magic tricks in there. Impossible matrix, one of the baffling coin matrix routines ever. The effect, three coins mysteriously, one at a time, go between two playing cards. It looks impossible because you show your hands empty before and after each coin travels. That's impossible matrix. And I don't know if these are the cards that go with it, but there's like these cards with circles on them. I'm not sure if these are the impossible matrix cards or not. They're like playing cards with blue or yellow circles. Then there's a paper bag with two holes punched in it, and it says impress. I don't know if it's magic or not. Then there's a rubber band and another instructions. Deluxe card catcher. No more long, tedious hours to practice catching cards from the air. With this device, you catch cards the first time. I don't see the metal holder, though, but this is some sort of card catcher you could hold on to or something. Oh, I think I found it. Yeah, it's like some sort of thing you would slip on your finger. I don't know how it would catch the cards, so I guess I'll have to read the instructions. Then there's a square board with a grid on it. I'm not sure if that's for a magic trick or not. Another wallet. And I'm not sure if this is a magic. This actually looks like a real wallet. There's nothing in here. It has a bunch of like papers like that used to come in the wallet. Yeah, I don't know if it's genuine. Yeah, this is like, I think this is just a normal everyday wallet. It could be magic, but I'm not smart enough to know. And it looks like we have a few more tricks. Rising matchbox, and that's very heavy. And another magician's handkerchief. Then in another bag, we don't have any instructions. Let me see. So, yeah, I'll have to look. This has a fake $5 bill and a box of cigarettes with what looks like a real cigarette. Yeah, real cigarette in that inside there. And then one more trick, but this is another one that probably goes to something else. It's one card and it has some string, and that's it. There's no, and a piece of blue tack. And then for later perusal, we have a lot of decks of cards. I'll just count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 different magic card decks that maybe we could cover at another point. But on behalf of all the magicians, I mean, I love magic. Even though this was to put you to sleep, it's just me going through magic tricks without any reveals. Other than my own ability to be here keeping you company, this is what you'd call me for if you were paying me whatever. What I would charge, which is a lot, I'd just say, okay, let me go through some, I got a box of magic tricks here. I could go through them for you. So yeah, it really is magic. The magic is the gift you give me of me being able to talk while you get some rest, or you feel lonely to go through this kind of stuff, because this is like I get to do what I love and help you at the same time. What an honor. Thanks and good night. All right, I want to thank everybody who just supported the show recently on Patreon. Fiona, Diane, and Melissa, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Tim, Mackenzie, and Bird, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kelly, James, and Emma, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Joey, Cheyenne, and Cynthia, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Aaron, Leanne, and Mackenzie, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Linda, Lauren, and Kyle, thanks, and good night. Michelle, Chelsea, and Fred, thank you, and good night. Billy, Bobdell, and Brooke, thank you, and good night. Kat, Brandy, and JB, thank you, and good night. Andy, Tim, and Jennifer, thank you, and good night. Andrew, Crystal, and Claire, thank you, and good night. Pam, Jim, and Emily, thank you, and good night. Jenna, Robert, and LR, thank you, and good night. Giraffe, Lindsay, and Sarah, thank you, and good night. Allie, Aster, and Frey, thank you, and good night. Jennifer, Siobhan, and Rebecca, thank you, and good night. Liz, Laura, and Snuffy, thank you, and good night. Justin, Amanda, and Sean, thank you, and good night. Tina, Maverick, thanks, and good night. And Eric and Kelsey, thank you, and good night. Without the people that support the show directly by membership, like on Patreon, the show would not exist at all. So that's really one of the main reasons I take the time to thank the patrons and the people who supported the show or support our sponsors. That's really how we're able to be here for you twice a week for free. About 2% of regular listeners support the show or support the sponsors. So it's really powerful, and I'm really thankful I get to do this for you for free on any podcast app. So thank you so much to those of you whose names I just said, or whose names I've said in the past, or even if you feel like you've done something for the show and I haven't thanked you, thank you so much. I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sorry I missed you somehow. Or maybe I thanked you and we missed each other. But if you've done anything for the show, even supported it for free by spreading the word, signed up for our mailing newsletter to help the homeless at sleepwithmepodcast.com/rebelnews. However it is, thank you so much, because this show would not exist without those of you that are super active, and you're supporting all those people that maybe aren't in a position to be active or are resting or whatever it is. Thank you so much. That's why I do the thank yous every single episode, is this is us show. It doesn't exist without us. So thank you so much. And we stay together, you know, and that's what makes the show work, is the relatability in the deep dark night. So thank you so much. And here's a tuck you in sponsor that's enabled us to, you know, the sponsors have enabled us to grow from like 200 episodes now over 450 episodes in the free feed. Thanks. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Luxe. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress it matched me with. The Helix Dusk, I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. Because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping in it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15 year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.